Hey, Flora, I must ask you a question. Can you imagine wearing a mask all day in class?
You know what? That just might be the case as classes resume in the fall, and we are about to unmask plans for back to school.
That's right. And this is Chick to Chick.
Carrie, it's kind of crazy. It seems like the kids just got out of school and already we're talking about going back to school. But this year, it's going to be different. It's going to be unique and it's going to take so much planning on the part of all of these school districts what to do because COVID-19 is still a thing.
I know. Just think about it. It used to be backpacks and pencils and clothes on the first day of school. Now the reality is, what does going back really look like? And you've been looking at what some districts are thinking about doing. And a lot of that is, you know, by following the CDC guidelines of what new school looks like. What'd you come up with?
Well, some schools have already said, you know what, we're going back. It's going to be full on face to face and that's it. And other school districts are taking a different approach. Some are saying that they're coming up with different zones, similar to how we operated in the state with the red zone, yellow and green. They're going to do that with schools as well. And some schools are saying, you know what, we're going back full on face to face. Others are coming up with a hybrid approach, which I think is really interesting. And I'm just wondering how this whole thing is going to play out, that some kids are going to go to school 2 days a week, and then the other kids will be virtual those 2 days, and then they're going to flip-flop. And then there are other schools that are saying, you know what, it's still just online, or they're giving their parents the option that if you don't want to send your kids back, you can just do online education. So I think it's really going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out, Carrie.
I'm telling you, I just got exhausted listening to
I'm exhausted talking about it.
What?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You're like, I'm sorry, is it day three or is it day six? Now it's going to be, is it the day I go to school or is it the day I don't? And here's the other thing. And by no means am I saying that these aren't great options. I'm just playing a little devil's advocate and I'm just imagining conversations used to be, Mom, I forgot my lunch, library book. Now it's going to be, I forgot my mask. You know, there's just a totally different thing going on and the responsibility on kids and parents. I understand the root of it and the reason for it. It's just so complicated.
You know, you said the child's going to say, hey, Mom, I forgot my mask. How about they say, oh, I forgot this was the day I was supposed to go to school.
Exactly.
I mean, it's crazy. And I know schools, I mean, this is unprecedented. It is unprecedented. And we're trying to figure this out. They're trying to stem the spread of COVID-19, but it really is complicated. The CDC also offered some guidance for schools to follow. And I think that's going to be interesting. The desks have to be 6 feet apart. They all have to be facing the same direction. Kids can't eat their lunch in the cafeteria. They're supposed to eat their lunch at their desk for social distancing. And then the one CDC guidance that I just don't understand how they're going to do this, but kids are supposed to sit every other row on the school bus. I mean, these are great challenges that schools have to try to figure this out.
You know, the bonus of this is we've had overcrowded buses. I mean, I've always said I've watched elementary school pile 3 kids in one seat and they have a backpack and a clarinet. You know, it's crazy. And then you talk about how we've tried to curb having flu spread through schools well before worrying about a coronavirus. So I think that the things that are being put in place are hopefully going to be good measures to keep the population well all across the board. I really hope that it doesn't hurt the families that are trying to work and figure out how they get their kid to school, stay at home. And again, I'm not knocking it. We're just talking about it.
Absolutely. I mean, this is really, I don't envy anybody who is in this position that they had to come up with this plan because this is not easy to figure out.
It's nuts.
But it is going to raise a whole bunch of issues and problems for parents if your child is home 3 days a week and in class 2 days a week. Are you going to be able to continue that option with your employer to work from home while your child is home? It's going to present a lot of problems and a lot of issues. And the other thing, too, is school districts are saying, hey, listen, we may start this way in the fall, but if there is, round two of COVID and cases start to spike, they're going to change things again. So it really is a fluid situation. And I think they're just trying to come up with the best possible solution to educate our kids and keep our kids safe. But it's not easy.
No, and it's going to take a lot of patience on everybody's part again. So we just talked about K through 12. So I still have one in college. And I can't imagine being a parent of a freshman student going into a dorm because these schools, universities are opening up. I mean, I can speak to Penn State because that's where my daughter is. And I know that she has her own apartment. She only has one roommate. So I feel good about that. They can monitor things. But they do have the same limitations within a classroom. They have to wear a mask. They have to be, so far apart from each other. But I sit back here and I think, how are you going to do that in the dorms? What on earth does that look like? And I do know that Penn State is preparing right now. They have a beautiful on-campus inn, the Nittany Inn. And I'm telling you, that's beautiful to stay anytime. But they're using that as where the kids who have tested positive for coronavirus are going to go and stay for their two-week quarantine. So I know that there are things that the universities are doing, but it still is like boggling my mind.
Well, you brought up an interesting point that we failed to talk about with the younger kids. They're going to be required to wear masks at school all day as well. So how do you keep these kids and keep their mask on all day? And again, the colleges, too, they're all coming up with different plans. Some are saying, nope, we're shut down for the fall semester. It's all virtual online learning. Others are saying, hey, you're going to come back, but after Thanksgiving, the rest of the semester is going to be all online. And some are saying, hey, we're all in. We're back. It's business as usual. So in my situation, my son had gone to all online before all of this started. So this isn't really an issue for us. But really, it is so complicated to try to figure this out and do the best thing for kids, families, educators, the whole school system, and trying to keep cases down and keep everybody safe. It's tough, Carrie.
I don't envy them. I would never want to be in the position of being, in a district making those decisions or in a university making those decisions. It's tough. I really respect and appreciate all those folks who are usually taking a little bit of their summertime off, and they're not. They're working through all of this. Even the teachers, you were talking about the hybrid. Those teachers have to now be flexible because they are teaching to a student in a classroom, but then they've got to be able to pivot and do that online learning, interface too. Yeah, that's not easy. Teachers aren't accustomed to that. So they're working really hard right now. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. And again, it's not consistent. It's not consistent. So this might be happening in this district, but it's not happening in this district. And I think people and parents are going to have to keep up with all of this in this ever-changing fluid situation. But these are unprecedented times, and I guess you got to do the best you can do with this.
You and I, also really have a lot of respect and admiration for educators. And, we wish them the best in everything that they're trying to put together for kids.
Yeah. So before you know it, kids will be back. It's just unclear right now how they are going back. And it is just every week, every day, it keeps changing. The situation continues to change. So in any event, we're so glad you tuned in as we talked about unmasking going back to school. As usual, you can find us all over social media, and we would love to hear from you. What do you want to hear us chirp about? You can certainly leave us a message on any of our social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. And this is definitely one of those topics we'd love to hear from you. Give us a little bit of feedback. And until then, when we are back to chirp about another topic.